Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. First, let me ask you this. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
Oh, we're talking English, so it doesn't matter. I'm a polyglot that speaks several languages, so it's up to you.
Thank you. Now, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
No, I haven't.
So you will definitely going to vote, very likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th?
In person?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, vote at polling place on election day? Is that correct?
No, I will show up at the library early voting.
Oh, early in person at the designated early voting location. Okay.
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm a mix between European and Latin, whatever you call me, Hispanic, if you will.
Okay. European.
Only 50% Hispanic. The other 50% is Russian, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you so much. And may I know what is your age?
63.
Thank you so much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Richard Prashnik.
Never heard of him.
Never? Okay. About Raquel Regalado.
Neither or. I mean, I'm in the middle of her.
So we say that you have a somewhat favorable opinion about her or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. About Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat favorable, yeah. Actually, more favorable.
Okay. So would that be very favorable instead?
Yeah.
Okay. About Kamala Harris?
Extremely favorable.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Shlomo Danziger, Carlos Guerin, Miguel Quintero, Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas, or Daniela Lavín Caba?
Daniela Lavín Caba.
Thank you so much. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Lavín Caba?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely voting for.
Thank you. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No, I'm not voting for her, so nothing, you know.
Okay. So would that be much less likely to vote for her, or somewhat less likely to vote for her?
Somewhat less likely. It doesn't, yeah.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner in her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely to, or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County
Commission? More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. As a matter of fact, I met her in person, so.
Thank you. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, and we're done with this. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate, liberal, in between those two.
But if you have to decide, we say that you are more moderate. Or
okay. More moderate.
And what is the last grade or formal education you had completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.